Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
So, Jim McGovern, what's hot, what's not?
What's hot and what's not? Well, you know, we're trying to get a Department of Homeland Security bill passed and, you know, running into some opposition because the Republicans want to mess it up with all kinds of anti-immigration language. And we're trying to figure out how we can move forward on a highway bill and on actually doing the people's business. And it's proving to be a little bit more difficult than I had hoped.
Well, aren't the Republicans being a little stupid, for want of a better word? Because the one thing that government, that everybody agrees on in government, is that they want to be protected. And if you put Homeland Security at risk, aren't you basically cutting your own political throat?
Yeah, but, you know, you're being logical. And these and some of the more extreme elements of the Republican conference are not logical. And it's very, very difficult for them to get to yes on anything. I mean, I thought when the federal judge put a hold on the president's executive order on immigration that it would have paved the way that we could just pass the Department of Homeland Security funding bill. There would be no, you know, controversy, and because it's going to take months before, you know, they go through an appeal process and so on and so on. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough, and so they dug their heels in deeper. And we ended up, not being able to get anything done last week. We got a one-week extension. And my hope is that this week, Speaker Boehner will allow a clean Department of Homeland Security appropriations bill to be voted on. And the reason why it's important, not for Massachusetts, not just because of all the, you know, protecting our homeland from foreign attack and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, some of the emergency monies for that come from FEMA, to deal with these snowstorms we've been getting come from the Department of Homeland Security budget. And if you're going to fund it a week at a time, it's going to be very difficult for our cities and towns to get the relief that they're entitled to as a result of this heavy snowfall. So, I mean, this is, this is all ridiculous. And I never thought I would say this, but actually Mitch McConnell sounds reasonable these days because he actually got it. And he realized politically it's not good for the Republicans. And two, they passed a clean bill in the Senate and they've sent it over to the House. I hope we can bring it up this week and just pass it and get it done and move on to other issues.
Now, if it gets brought up, you've said it before, but if it gets brought up, it's going to pass, right?
Yeah, I think a clean bill would pass with every Democrat voting for it, and I think a majority of Republicans voting for it.
So what is it with these guys? Is it all about the Republicans I'm talking about? Is it all about fear of facing conservative primary opponents?
I think that's a big part of it, and I think with regard to Speaker Boehner, I think he's worried about his speakership. He's worried about a vote on the House floor to vacate the speaker's his speakership, and he brought this. He brought his 3-week bill to the floor last week that had some anti-immigration stuff in it, but it wasn't extreme enough for his extremists, and over close to 55 Republicans bolted, and he seemed totally surprised by that. Which makes me wonder whether he has a good whip in place to actually count where votes are. But I mean, I think if my advice to the speaker is stand up to these extremists, marginalize them, and get about the business of making Congress work for the American people. We don't have to agree on everything to agree on something, but we ought to be able to come to agreement on some major things, and everything ought not to be a big controversy. I mean, Homeland Security money should not be controversial, and yet they made it controversial by attaching these riders that said that that we declared the president's executive orders null and void. I mean, you want to have that fight? Bring up your own immigration bill. I mean, you control the House and the Senate. Bring it up and send it to the White House, but don't hold up important funding for the security and well-being of this country.
So just staying with the thesis, the dynamic here in the Republican Party, if you watch the CPAC convention, you get the feeling that, who is it, Rand Paul comes out first. But Rand Paul can't win an election, a presidential election. And so it always reminds me a little bit, Jim McGovern, of Slim Pickens riding the bomb down, you know, and Dr. Strangelove.
I don't have a high opinion of a lot of the Republicans that are running or say they're going to run for president. But I also believe that, anything is possible. And so you can't take anything for granted. I remember when Ronald Reagan ran for president, I didn't think he could possibly win, and he won.
So I think
we have to be very vigilant, and we have to make sure that we are addressing the issues in a way that resonate with the American people. Because look, the one thing the Republicans are very good at are advocating these wedge issues, driving wedges and polarizing issues. They've done it on immigration. I mean, that's the chairman of the Rules Committee the other night basically accused Democrats and the president of murder, saying that all these immigrants that are being released from detention are killing American citizens left and right. Well, that's not the case, but nonetheless, when you use that kind of language and people are watching on C-SPAN or listening on the radio, it's very polarizing language. And sometimes people believe what politicians say, which I used to think was a good thing, but now I'm not so sure. But the fact of the matter is that Republicans are very good at dividing this country. And, their path to winning the White House in 2016 is going to be based on issues of division and their ability to suppress voter turnout by overturning voter rights laws. And I think we need to be aware early on that, that there's a chance they can win. And we need to act accordingly.
So is Jeb Bush their best choice if they really want to win?
I don't know enough about him other than, he seems to be more moderate on immigration. But when it comes to marriage equality, he's the same old, same old. He said at the CPAC convention that, he doesn't believe in it. Who knows where what he really believes and where he'll end up on these issues. But the fact of the matter is, if we're going to change and fix this immigration the system, we need a Democratic president and we need a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate. Because George Bush, who I disagree with on a whole bunch of stuff, nonetheless was good on immigration. And he couldn't get an immigration bill through because of the extremists in his party. So we need to change, keep the White House in Democratic hands that are sympathetic to immigration reform. We need to change the Congress.
Okay, I only got 2 minutes. So when you're down by the side of your bed and you're doing your prayers and praying for which Republican you want to run, really want to run, who do you got?
I think that they haven't entered into my prayers yet. They're a pretty extreme group. Again, I have to wait to see more about George Bush, but I think Bush is going to have a tough time making it through the primaries, given the nature of the Republican primary voter. I'm also a believer, and I pray about this all the time. It's not just the White House; we need to win back to Congress.
And is your chances, if Hillary is the candidate, are your chances pretty good of winning back to Congress?
I think so. I mean, look, I think based on the polling that I've seen, there's an intensity out there around her candidacy, and I think if she runs a good campaign, she can, have some coattails. And I think that would be obviously very, very helpful to us. So, I've known her for a long time. I like her personally. I don't agree with her on everything, but I think she'd make a great president.
We've been talking, of course, with Congressman Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District Democrat, in office since 1997, and one smart guy. Jim, I love talking to you, and thank you so much for taking this valuable time to talk to us.
My pleasure.